This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, so very happy to be with you today. I certainly am. Always eager to hear from you right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. So I am inviting you to give us a call here. We've got a toll-free number for you in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live. We are looking forward to answering your questions on this Wednesday in the Lord. And you know what Wednesday means. It means that it's Wacky Wednesday, and Sue Brinkman is with us, and we're going to be talking about all of those strange things that we see going on out there in the world today. So if you have a question about something that you're seeing, some modality or practice or issue that's rising up in the forefront for you, do give us a call. We will do our very best to be of service to you to answer that call and hopefully to shed some light on the reality of who our Lord is and how it is that He wants to lead us into His abundant life. It's all laid out for us. You know where it's laid out? Sacred Scripture and the teachings of the church. So we will try to bring that to you as we move through our time together today. That toll-free number, once again, for you is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'm also inviting you to join us here by EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. Chat features there for you. Please do put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in that chat feature. Jeff Burson, our producer and social media manager, will collect it and put it up on the board. Matthew Gabinski is the one answering the phones today. We do invite you to let him know what you are inquiring about, of course, but also where you're located and how you're listening to us. We want you to let him know, too, if you're a first-time caller. If you are, I'm going to ring my bell for you, I surely am, to welcome you for your debut on the program. Additionally, if you're a first-time submitter to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page for Women of Grace, we want to know that, too, and we'll do the same thing. We will ring our bell for you. So I just want to tell you a little bit about what's been going on in my world. And to catch you up on what's happening in the world of Women of Grace, Jack and I were in Wichita, Kansas, and then off to Hayes, Kansas, and then off to Salina. We were there for Divine Mercy Radio, and what a beautiful opportunity it was for us to visit with all of the good people there in Hayes and there in Salina. My goodness sakes, it was wonderful to be with so many of you. As we talked about the importance of our call and mission at this moment in our day and time, but also really, I think, to look very, realistically at the importance that Catholic radio plays in our world today. How many of you shared with me, and you know, I hear this, friends, everywhere I go, how many share with me what Catholic radio has done for them. So many individuals tell us that they came back to the faith because of it. They came into the faith because of it. The help and the assistance that they receive through the programming, both informing them and instructing them and inspiring them, really is immeasurable. So many wonderful, wonderful comments that we received. I had more than one person come up to me and say, "Hey, Johnette, you ring that bell for your first-time callers and first-time submitters." And I say, "Yes, I do. And if you call, guess what? I can ring my bell for you, too." So if you were there in Hayes or you were there in Salina, we invite you to give us a call here. If you're a first timer, we certainly do want to know. We want you to call us from all over the world today because you can. So the toll free number, once again, for you is 833-288-EWTN. Outside of North America, however, your number is country code 1-205-271-2985. Again, that is country code 1-205-271-2985. So we enjoyed it so very, very much and just want to take our hats off to to Donetta Robin, who has founded the 5 radio stations there in Kansas, all operating through Divine Mercy Radio, a beautiful, beautiful apostolate for the Lord there. Lester, her husband, just a wonderful guy, been at her side through all of this, and she acknowledged him in lovely ways as we all came together there for these events. So it was just lovely. I enjoyed it. I had the opportunity to meet Bishop Vinke, and I was so delighted to make his acquaintance and to spend some time chatting with him about any number of things as we were there in Salina. We do want to encourage all of you, you know, as we make our way through this day and time, the importance of knowing our faith, the importance of speaking the truth, the importance of bringing light into the darkness of our day and time. It belongs to you. And it belongs to me. And we cannot underestimate the importance and the value of that, nor can we underestimate the need for it today. The need for it is great. And so, you know, each one of us in our own way, not all of us are going to go out and found radio stations. Not all of us are going to present information via radio stations. Not all of us are going to be able to, you know, evangelize in the same ways as others do. But each one of us, by virtue of our baptism, is called to be an evangelist. We're called to be an evangelist. You know, we're supposed to be evangelizing, obviously, by the witness of our life, but evangelizing as well through the words that we speak, through the instruction that we offer, through the guidance and direction that we give to individuals, you know, through being able to stand up in a difficult circumstance and present the truth and present it clearly and without equivocation. We do not need to apologize for the faith. We do not need to apologize for the teachings of the church. We do not need to apologize for our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we have to make apology in the sense of presenting it, defending it, explaining it, but we never, never need feel that we are in a subservient position to the world today, or the maxims of the world today, or the ideologies of the world today. And so many people have succumbed to them because they don't know the truth. They don't know that Jesus Christ is the truth, that he is the way, that he is the life. And it's our responsibility to tell them. It's our responsibility to tell them. You know, in the documents of the Second Vatican Council, it very clearly states in that one document that is geared toward the laity in a very specific way, it very clearly states that it is our job and our mission to restore the temporal order. We sometimes want to shove that responsibility and duty off. We want to say it's Father's job. It's the bishop's job. It's the magisterium's job. It's the Holy Father's job. It's sister's job. It is true. In a way that is specific to their vocation, it is true that is their job. But in a way that is specific to your vocation and my vocation, being people in the world but not of the world, it is our responsibility too. So, you know, I just want you to ask for the grace that you need to move forward. I ask for it every day. Because it's not easy out there giving 1-2 punches with love. But sometimes that's what we're called to do. When we come back, Sue Brinkman is in the house. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us here. Coming right back after that break, telling you about all the good things that are happening at Women of Grace. Next up, stay with us. Well, there it is, the Wacky Wednesday music, just in case you didn't know it was Wednesday, just in case you didn't get the memo that today is Wacky Wednesday Day. There's the music to bring you up to speed right here. So happy to be with you as we continue to move forward in our program, Women of Grace Live. Looking forward to hearing from you. Let me give you that toll-free number if you're in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-EWTN. 288-3986. 866. Let us know if you're a first-time caller, and I will ring my happy bell for you. It's a very loud bell. In addition to that, we want you to know that we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. You can simply use the chat feature there to put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. Again, if you're a first-time submitter, do let us know. We will retrieve that question and put it up on the board. The man that does that is our producer, Jeff Burson, who is also our social media manager. It is Matthew Gubensky who answers your phone calls. Be sure to give him a big old howdy hey. Let him know how happy you are to be with us today. I got to tell you, I'm always happy to be with you. There's no question about that. We have Sue Brinkman with us. We're going to be heading into what her topic is for the day. Additional to that, taking your calls and your questions about the odd things you see going on. But I do want to remind you about a couple of events that are happening at Women of Grace. The first of which involves Sue Brinkman. It is going to be our book study. We are going to be studying The Fire Within. And it is a study of the spirituality of St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross, book written by Father Thomas Dubay of happy memory, wonderful priest of God. He was a great man, and he loved our Blessed Mother, that's for darn sure, as well as St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross. And this book is one that we're going to take slowly. It's going to be 13 weeks. And why is that? It's because it's so rich. It's so rich. And Sue is such a good teacher. She wants to unpack for you those nuggets of grace that are hidden in that book. So we certainly do want for you to join us for this book study. And you can do all of that by registering right at our website, womenofgrace.com. You'll see it in upcoming events, or you can just click on the nav bar to the events page. You can register right there. When you do click, it'll take you to a landing page, and you can just sign in for that. We will work our hardest to get the materials to you. Today's the 13th. This starts on the 18th. We have 5 days. We can surely do that, but we don't want you to drag your feet. We want you to sign up and join us for this beautiful, beautiful time. I'm eager for this because this is a book that I have I've kind of perused. That's probably the best word. I haven't really dug into it in any great depth. It's been on my shelf now for, 25, 30 years. And it's time. It's time to go in and to find those nuggets of grace, as I said earlier, that are waiting for me and waiting for you right there through this opportunity. So please do join us for that. We also want you to know that if you are a mission partner, we have our Mission Partner Growing Together gathering coming up on September 22nd. We have a beautiful guest speaker who is going to be with us for that. If you're a mission partner, Dr. Donald Wallenfang, who is our academic advisor for our Benedicta Institute for Women. He will be teaching, in our intensive for the Benedicta Institute that leads to a certification in Catholic women's leadership. That's going to be taking place in April in Florida at the Retreat House of Our Lady of Florida, which is located on the East Coast. Information on that also is going to be up on our website very soon, but you can call us at the ministry, and you can do that by using our 800 number. It's 800-558-5452. That's 800-558-5452. Now, happening before that, later this month, the last day of this month, is our 20th anniversary celebration. It's called a Wagathon. It's a free online event. It is going to be so much fun. It is going to be a blast. We have been working on this for some time. It's going to have a lot of little surprise features that are going to come on that day. It's going to last from 1 until 5 in the afternoon on that Saturday. You can come for part of it. You can come for all of it. It's totally up to you. You can click to register. When you click to register, remember it's a free online event. So you click to register. We'll send you the link so that you can join us. We are so looking forward to being with you. We're going to have special Women of Grace Memories and Milestones by Johnette and the WOG staff. We're going to do a flip the script where I am actually interviewed by the staff. We're going to have marriage minutes with Jack and myself. We're going to have the best of Wacky Wednesday with Sue Brinkman. Michigan. We're going to have some fundraiser and match challenges. We would welcome that opportunity. We're going to have awesome giveaways, fun factoids, and WOG trivia, Women of Grace trivia. We're going to have amazing testimonials, some surprise special guests who will join us. There's going to be music and more. So it's going to be lovely. You're going to be able to join us live via Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, or Twitter. All of you are welcome. And we want women and men and families and clergy to join us. And you can join with your entire Women of Grace group or parish. Plan a little party. Wouldn't that be fun? You could get together with your Women of Grace study group. You know, you could pop some popcorn, sit down, get some pizza. I don't know. And enjoy the time with us. We're going to look forward to it. And we really, really want for you to join us. So get on out there and take a look at that and be with us. And then finally, I wanted to let you know that we are going to be, I am going to be in Kenner, Louisiana. And that's going to be on October the 14th at Divine Mercy Parish. It is a Hope and Purpose Ministries. We've got a beautiful, beautiful Eucharistic Revival Conference coming up there. The theme is Revive Us Again. It's going to be fantastic. All of the information, once again, is at our website, womenofgrace.com. It's all listed for you on the homepage there. You can click on any one of those, sign up, join us. Woohoo! We want to see you. We certainly do. And so, without further ado, let me introduce you once again to Sue.
Hey, that rhymed. Once again, to Sue. Oh, hi. So hi. Nice to be back here on Wacky Wednesday.
It is. And you had, you know, I was telling everybody about Jack and me being in Kansas and having the opportunity to meet Bishop Venke and to be there with all of the good people of Divine Mercy Radio. But you had a lovely weekend, but one that had its own challenges.
Yes, it did. I was with the wonderful ladies from Magnificat in Buffalo, and I was standing in the airport ready to go home on Saturday evening for a 4 o'clock flight to Philly, and my flight was canceled.
Oh, geez.
And the earliest flight I could get was 1 o'clock on Monday.
Wow.
So I know. This is what flying is
stranded
like
in Buffalo. You were
stranded. I was a refugee. So the first thing I did, of course, was call the good ladies out there. I called Liz McCormick. I called Cindy Watson, Mary Kay Schaub. Actually, she's the one who came and she picked me up, took in the little refugee from Philadelphia and put me up in her wonderful house. It was so fun. And she has two great dogs, Carly and Priscilla. And I was playing with them. I'm an animal lover. And it was just, it ended up being a blessing. The whole weekend was a blessing. It was so funny because I didn't have and my heart medicine or anything like that with me. And it turns out she and I take the exact same heart medicine.
Oh, my word.
So was that the Lord or what? Like, of all people, I would be stranded in a place where someone and picks me up who has the same heart medicine. So I just want to thank you all, Cindy and Liz and Michelle and Jean and Evelyn and all the wonderful ladies at Magnificat. You truly are very special, very blessed. And I hope the Lord continues to bless you as richly as he has been doing. Thank you so much, everybody, for taking me and make me feel at home.
It's a lovely thing, isn't it, Sue? And yeah. Magnificat has been very dear to my heart for so many years.
Yes.
I've spoken at so many of them, as have you. And Marilyn Quirk, you know, I've known personally for a number of years, and she's the founder of Magnificat. So many good things happened in that year because Magnificat was founded in the same year that Mother Angelica flipped the switch at EWTN and in the same year that I came back to the faith. And that was in 1981. So,
wow.
You know, yeah. And I, you know, I look at these moments and I say, you know, there's no surprise in this. There's no, let me put it this way. There might be a surprise. It's not by happenstance or coincidence. It's the movement of grace. You know, it's the way that God moves. And look at how he moved in your life. You know, sometimes we think, well, you know, oh no, my plane's been canceled. I'm going to be stranded here. You know, I don't have my heart medication. And God took care of all of it. You know, he's in the challenge with us. We're never in that challenge alone. And when we get to see that beautiful display, because sometimes the challenge is just greater than others, you know. But when we get to see that beautiful display of him being with us in the midst of all things, then the next time we're in a challenge, we have less, you know, less anxiety about it, less worry, less concern, because we know that what we need, the Lord is going to provide. Not always what we want, but always what we need. So I'm so grateful to those beautiful ladies that took in our Sue Brinkman.
Yes, they did. You know, that rarely happens to me because I travel alone for the Lord, and He takes exceptional care of me while I'm on the road. He really does. This is one of the only one other time was that I have a flight canceled, and that was down in EWTN. And of course, EWTN takes marvelous care of you. I mean, you just call one number and they send a car to come pick you up. So it was wonderful. It was just, you know, wonderful that, but you know, it's never happened of all the traveling that I do. This is very, very rare. He takes good care of me. Of course, when you're going through it, you think, oh my goodness, now what am I going to do? You get all panicky. But like you said, he comes through every time. When you look back on it, you see all the graces that he gave you through that experience. And I'm still unpacking them.
Well, it is lovely. And speaking about lovely, here we are. We're going to talk about some unlovely things as we move forward. But, you know, we shared a few moments before we went on the air here that you want to talk about New Age, New Thought in reference to our Christian Catholic understanding of God and the manifestation of His wisdom and the manifestation of His power in our lives.
Yeah, this is Christian versus New Age thought control. You know, New Age is very into that. A lot of your self-help books and seminars, they're based on changing the way that people think. What they're trying to do is get rid of that Judeo-Christian worldview. They don't want that anymore. And to accomplish that, they have all kinds of mind control techniques. They use guided imagery. They use visualization. They use blanking the mind. You know, the course, A Course in Miracles. That's probably one of the best examples of New Age thought control. And it involves really a subtle form of brainwashing by instructing a person to repeat over and over again phrases such as, I don't see this book as it is now. I don't see this sofa as it is now. I don't see this light fixture as it is now. You have to say that over and over again and do that twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. And what's the purpose of that, right? Well, it's to retrain the mind to form a different perception of everything in the world. And now the Course does this. New Age books and seminars, The Secret, Landmark, not only want to change the way we think, but also the way we perceive the world around us. And as I said, they want to steer you away from that biblical worldview, teach you how to think like New Agers who believe you're a God, that you don't need a savior. You can save yourself. And these courses, they've become a multi-billion dollar industry in the United States because most of us, including Christians, we suffer from destructive thought patterns to some extent or another, right? I mean, we all suffer from that. We could all use some help in that area, but the New Age isn't the only game in town. Our faith really wrote the book on how to control the mind, mostly because we have to do this because this is where Satan does some of his finest work. This is really where he focuses. He loves to inspire us with thoughts of despair, discouragement, fear, anxiety, impurity. This is his method of choice when it comes to tormenting the faithful. This is the first place he goes. And it's also why New Age programs can never completely work. Why? Because they don't believe in Satan. And therefore, they don't do anything to counter those assaults. So you need the Christian version because that's where Jesus is. And Jesus is the only way. He has the power to counter that kind of satanic oppression. Learn how to put on the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
That's what we need to learn how to do. Put on that mind of Christ. Take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And when you do that, you find yourself having so much more peace because you got to watch what comes into your head. You don't have to accept every thought that comes into your mind, negative thoughts, you know, rogue thoughts. They should be dismissed the minute that you notice them. Don't stop and acknowledge them. Don't do anything to reinforce them. Just drop them immediately. Fearful, discouraging, anxious, hateful, angry, impure thoughts. I mean, this is what standing in that airport, you know, on Saturday night, boy, all kinds of fearful thoughts were coming to me. What if I can't reach these good ladies? You know, what if this? What if that? You know what the what ifs, right?
That's right.
We learned about the what ifs. They come right from Satan. What if this? What if that? What if the other one? You need to learn how to drop them right away. Just drop them. Think of something else. And really try to keep your mind focused on the good. This is what Scripture teaches us. Whatever is true, whatever is noble. whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
That's right. You know, and it's beautiful what you're saying because it's so very true. And, you know, I love two things that you said. One about, you know, we need to put on the mind of Christ. And that very beautifully comports with the scripture passage in Romans 12, verse 2, that I love to quote all the time. Do not conform yourself to this age, but rather be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may know what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. And it's good, pleasing, and perfect not only for God, it's good, pleasing, and perfect for you, because it's the things of God. And then the other passage that you quoted tells us exactly how to do that, to take captive every thought. We oftentimes do not exercise our will to be able to guide our imaginations and our thinking processes in the direction of that, which is the good, the perfect, the true, the beautiful, right? Which is pleasing, which is helping us to move forward in life. We allow all of these thoughts to gain control of us, and then we allow ourselves to begin to think that these various kinds of modalities and ideologies are going to save us. And they're not. There's only one who saves, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, what you're saying, I think, is so very, very important. And with regard to, you know, the whole concept of new thought, you know, there are those very specific streams that present it in the books and things. But Sue, look at our culture today. You know, that whole concept of creating your own reality, or my truth is not your truth, or your truth is not my truth. You know, that has taken hold of the cultural mindset, and it's sort of like permeated everything. Mm-hmm. So much so that in many cases, we can no longer distinguish what is real and what isn't. We've created a delusionary culture. A delusionary culture to the nth degree, and it's all around us. So, you know, I don't know, friends, you know, have you seen any of this around you? Do you have any questions about it? How do you begin to discern that from the good and the true and the beautiful? More on the other side of the break. 833-288-EWTN. Give us a call.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are so happy that you are with us. You just heard those numbers. Let me repeat them for you. We've got a toll-free line for you here in North America, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please do give us a call here. Sue Brinkman with us today. It's Wednesday, so it's a wacky Wednesday, and we are ready for your questions and comments. Also, you can leave them for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use that chat feature there. Put them on in there. Jeff Burson, our producer and social media manager, will collect them. Put them up on the board. We've got Matthew Gubensky on the phones. If you are a first-time caller or if you are a first-time submitter, let us know and we will ring our bell for you today. So, Sue, we went to the break there and we've got Marie. And Marie, I'm going to ask you to hold for one moment. But we went to that break, Sue. We were talking about, you know, Scripture. We were talking about what Scripture tells us to do with regard to moving our minds in a direction that is healthy. And why is it healthy? It's healthy because it's being renewed according to the mind and the heart of God, right? You have, you know, a beautiful way of sharing about how it is that we take those thoughts captive. Let's hear.
Yeah, and I learned this from a book. It was called Spiritual Warfare for Catholics, and it was written by Father Jeffrey Steffen. And he suggested this very simple way to do that, to take your thoughts captive. Let's say you have some persistent thought that always upsets you. In the case that he gave in the book, it was a man who truly loved his wife, but he was being dogged by these persistent thoughts of adultery. Mm. And whenever he thought about wanting to cheat on his wife, Father Steffen taught him to say, "Jesus, I take authority over this thought and make it captive to you." And within weeks, that thought had completely disappeared. Mm. So you just, it's the devil. He's there trying to plant stuff in here that's going to upset you, especially to disturb your peace of soul. And when he does that, that means that you can't hear the Lord as clearly anymore because you're all disrupted inside. So Jesus, I take authority over this thought and I make it captive you. Anything that's making you frightened or frustrated or upset, disturbed in any way, take authority over that thought. So Jesus, I take authority over the thought and make it captive to you. And keep doing that because when you persist in it, like he said, within weeks, you're going to have to do a little bit of work there, but it'll disappear because Satan will say, you know what? She's not giving up. She's not giving up, so I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, when you persist like that, he very often you'll wear him down. Mm-hmm. So, and just keep saying that, Jesus, I take authority over this thought and I make it captive you. And just start out with one thing that's really bothering you. Don't try to do everything because, you know, all you have to do is listen to the news and you have all kinds of disruptive feelings and emotions and thoughts running through you. So just take one thing and work on that one thing. That's the most persistent thought that really gets under your skin and makes you feel bad about yourself or about another person, and take it, take authority over that thought and make it captive to Jesus and see what happens.
Well, that is an excellent, excellent spiritual practice to do. And it does say in scripture, resist the devil and he will flee. And, mm-hmm. you know, the evil one is the tempter. In that case, this was temptation. He kept inciting temptation in this man's mind. He was able to overcome that in time because he was inviting Jesus into that moment to take authority over, the prevailing spirit that was causing that temptation. But as you're saying, that would work well for everything, you know, fears that come, etc. But we've got to lean into that, right? So that's the deal. That's using our will to take, you know, these errant thoughts captive. And I'll bet you that would even work. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that during prayer. When you get distracted in prayer, mm-hmm. you know, pretty soon you see yourself, the thought comes in 5 minutes later, you realize I'm not praying at all. I'm thinking about what came into my mind.
Exactly.
Asking Jesus to take authority over that distraction. Beautiful.
And make it captive to him and make that thought captive to him. It's a little bit of work, but hey, look at the New Age methods. They're a little bit of work too. The Course in Miracles takes a whole year to go through that whole thing. And you got to say this stuff over and over again in the morning and every night and all that. So you're going to be working on that too, regardless of, hey, why not use the method that really works against the person or the source of a lot of these horrible feelings and thoughts that we get in our minds that make us feel bad. Why not try the method that works?
That's
the one where Jesus Christ, you give the authority of Jesus Christ over that. And if that is a demonic inspired thought, it's going to leave. Mm-hmm. It's going to leave if you persist.
Mm. Well, let's go to Marie. She is a first time caller calling us from New Hampshire today. Ringing our bell for you, Marie. Thanks for calling and thanks for telling us you're a first time caller.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My call concerns kind of exactly what you've been talking about. I recently attended kind of a Catholic retreat mission in which the speaker did seem to be emphasizing taking your thoughts captive, but, you know, showing sort of the conscious mind is speaking to the subconscious mind, and you need to affirm things and sort of disregard your perceptions. And I was getting the feeling that it was sort of the secret type thing. He did just once use the term law of universal attraction, which kind of think is a buzzword. And it was very positive. It was Christ-focused. Part of the handouts were, you know, a list of scriptures that you could kind of look at as encouragement for different situations you're in. My question to you is, there does seem to be a technique, namely trying to retrain your mind, if you will. And I'm wondering, is there kind of, I've just heard what you've said about giving the authority to Jesus, but is there a correlated technique that is that is okay for Christians, for Catholics. In other words, is there something that corresponds to this trying to remake reality and do sorcery, you know, to get what you want? Is there a righteous correlate to that that we should avail ourselves of? I'll stop there and let you guys respond.
Okay, well, the whole thing about retraining the brain, these are popular buzzwords right now with the New Age. And what it simply is, according to neuroscientists and that sort of thing, they're only talking about learning. You're learning. You teach yourself how to stop talking, how to stop thinking in a certain way. There's nothing magical or mystical about it, but the New Agers like to apply something magical and mystical to it. And they like to say that you're connecting with some sort. These thoughts have a vibration in the universe, and that gives them a power to actually change reality and make certain things materialize and become a reality. In other words, to change reality. This is where it goes off the rails, because what it's doing is it's making the mind into a kind of God that can create reality. You can't do that with your thoughts. Your mind cannot do that. By thinking a certain way, you can attract either negative or positive experiences into life. It's based on the belief that thoughts are made from pure energy, and that like energy attracts like energy from the universe. This is what the law of attraction is based on. Now, that sounds good, but according to science, it's completely implausible. The idea that energies attract similar energies is wrong. In physics, it's just the opposite, not similars that attract. So they're way off the rails. The whole thing is just made up. It's a construct. But unfortunately for Christians, it can lead people into believing that they can retrain their brain in such a way that it's going to change their whole reality. It's going to make things happen for them and give it some sort of a power. No, that's not what we're talking about here. When we put on the mind of Christ, what we're talking about is taking captive thoughts that are being implanted in our heads by demons and making us feel uncomfortable, or maybe even not just undeep, just maybe the wrong, you have the wrong way of looking at something, especially like your self-image or something like that. Or you're telling yourself things like, oh, I'm too fat, no one's ever going to love me, I'm not good enough. You know, you can retrain your mind to stop thinking that way and give that thought to Christ and say, Jesus, you know, I want you to take authority over this thought, and I give it to you. And you can retrain yourself to stop thinking that way. You could do that, but you're not going to change things. You're not going to change reality. That's the difference between the law of attraction and what we're talking about here.
And
does that
if
help?
I can interject.
Sure.
Some of what the problem is also is scientism. You know, that everything is reducible to scientific thought, scientific teaching. To it can be reduced to its parts, you know, its molecular parts. So when you talk about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, you know, there is a certain reality in the fact that we can repress, you know, memories and things of that nature that lie in the subconscious. But I think that sounds very Jungian to me. It sounds very much like Jungian psychology. And it sounds to me like what was presented in this retreat was a synthesis, that it was really syncretism. It was a synthesis of Christianity and viewing something that is occult in its worldview through a Christian lens, trying to make it Christian. And you just can't do that. Catholicism, relationship with God, is not about techniques. It's not about doing this or doing that in the sense of a technique. It's about living grace. It's about living the grace of virtue. You know, how do we overcome a bad habit? We overcome it by practicing the virtue opposite that bad habit. When you, Sue, talk about taking the mind captive and you're putting it into the context of our faith, what we're talking about here is replacing that thought, right? The temptation or the woundedness that sometimes comes up that leads us to have this poor self-image or poor self-concept, or to be really chained to the event that caused that wound of the heart. What we're saying here is now, you know, inviting grace into that area, you know, asking Jesus to come and to inhabit that place of our being. And again, this is recognizing and realizing the omnipotence of God, that God can take that misery and work good out of it, as he says in Romans 8:28. So it's about living grace. It's about living the divine life, which is what grace is. It's a participation in the divine life. So it sounds, you know, it sounds so good and so titillating, and it sounds like it's so, it appeals to that appetite that we have for a quick fix or something new. And the problem is we've abandoned what has made saints saints, you know, and permitted ourselves to wallow in the isms of the day. So, you know, what is the technique, Marie? The technique to overcome a bad habit or a temptation is to invite Jesus in. It's to practice the virtue opposite of it. And it's to renew the mind according to the things of God, and to realize that God does work good out of all things. That would be the Christian path to wholeness and the Christian path to healing. You know, it is a process. I like, Sue, the idea of this putting on the mind of Christ. So, you know, what would Jesus do? You know, that slogan that's been popular for many years. What about the Beatitudes? You know, what about living those? What about, you know, practicing the thou shalt nots, you know? We can't take these things of the world and try to make them other than what they truly are. That's where we get into trouble. So your question is an excellent one, Marie, and I thank you for it.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your comments on that.
Yeah, it's living a holy life, you know, and, you know, and not dwelling on them. Now, in one last word, there is, we hear today, and it's true, there is a plasticity to the brain. So the more we think in a certain path, the more likely we are to continue to think in that path, because there's a neural pathway that's created through that thinking process. So if we have a wound of the heart, say somebody's been sexually abused as a child, and we ruminate on that wrong that was done to us, or let's say a woman was betrayed by her husband, and we ruminate on that wrong that was done to us. As we ruminate on it more and more, we ingrain that neural pathway. And so that neural pathway leads us into those thoughts with suppleness. And what begins to happen is that we begin to live out of that rather than out of the grace of God. So how do we overcome that? Again, taking that thought captive, thinking about, yes, this is true, but the Lord must have a good in this for me to discover. What grace, what virtue does he want me to practice here? What is he offering me to learn through this? And these are the ways, I think these are the methods that we can use, if you will, to try to enter into that new renewing of the mind that closes those neural pathways and open up to others. And I'll tell you one other thing that I think is really good: praising the Lord, praising him. That's another thing too, Sue, when that temptation, you know, comes, or that memory pops up. Lord God, I praise you and I thank you that I am fearfully, wonderfully made in you. Father God, I thank you so very much that this thought does not have control and power over me, but through your grace, I can use your strength to overcome it in my own life. I know that you're going to work good out of this. You're looking to make me, you know, stronger in you and to increase my faith, to increase my trust. Devil does not like that.
That's right. That's absolutely right. He doesn't want you to fight back.
That's right.
He wants you to just roll over and play dead and let him fill your head with all kinds of stuff to terrify you. That's what he wants.
That's right.
Exactly what he wants to do.
And to you know, bring us into these false modalities, these false systems. So thank you so much, Marie. It was a great question. Let's get to Lori. Lori is in Idaho today, listening to us via Sirius XM station 130. And I am so pleased because we've had two first-time callers in a row. There's your bell, Lori. Welcome.
Thank you. I had a teenage boy that was living with us for a short period of time, and he had a game called Magic. And it wasn't a card game, but there were a lot of different cards with different characters on them. Mm-hmm. And I asked him if it was evil, and he said no. He was raised Catholic, but he was only 16. And so have you heard of this game, and can you tell me anything about it?
The one that comes to my mind is Magic the Gathering. That's the name of the game is Magic, and then colon the Gathering. And that is a game that is it uses playing cards, and they're linked to five different kinds of magic, as in sorcery, not tricks. And they're labeled as red, blue, green, white, black, sorcery. And the players represent sorcerers. They use the cards to destroy their opponent before the opponent can destroy them, mostly through the use of spells, enchantments, and fantasy creatures such as, you know, Chaos and Bad Moon and Orb and different names that they have for them. Some of the cards in the game actually do call for demonic consultation. They have some of them have pentagrams right on the back of the cards. So it's overtly occult, the game. But it is a game. It is a game. And it does promote themes such as Satanism, witchcraft, demonic possession and that sort of thing. So the game itself is very dark. It has caused a lot of problems. There was a school up in New York where the kids were playing it at lunchtime, and the parents only found out about it when the kids started having nightmares at night, because they were playing this game and they were becoming very frightened by it. And they ended up having to put a stop to that game playing at recess, is what they were doing with the kids. So we have a blog on Magic the Gathering. And you can read a lot more about the game and what's involved in the game and what's happened to some kids who have played that game. More or less, they just scare them because the game is very dark. The premise of the game is very dark.
Okay. That game was in my house. Do I need to have like a special blessing or something on my house? Because it was it's not any longer, but it was. Is that an issue?
No, unless you're having some issues in your house, if you're having any kind of infestations or weird things happening, you know, you would know if something was going wrong in your house as a result of that. So if you're not having that, you're okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this information.
Thanks for the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Lori. But, you know, it's always a good practice, Sue, right, to use a little holy water and a little blessed salt in our house.
Absolutely.
On a regular routine basis. I think it cleans the house out a little bit. Let's
try
to get to Marianne.
Yes.
Pardon me?
I consider it to be that, too. I'm cleaning my house. That's part of cleaning my house is my holy water.
Let's go to Marianne in North Carolina today, listening to us via YouTube. I think we have time to get her in here. How are you, Marianne?
I could be better, but thanks for asking. My hello to you, Sue and Donette. Good to be talking with you. I have a concern because on Twitter I saw that in my town is led by a meditation teacher. She's going to have a soul stroll, and it's a walk 1.5 mile walk on meditation, breath work, earthing, mindfulness, and other meditation. And this is kind of like scaring me because, well, I'm not afraid of that, of it really, but I'm afraid for the people in my area who might attend this and forget about the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
And what would I do to help this matter?
Well, I would want to find out who invited this and who's allowing it. And then the next time that person comes up for a vote, I would definitely not vote that person back in again. You obviously have to pray against this. And to pray against all this, but this is all new age stuff, mindfulness, earthing, and all that sort of thing. I would start by praying against it, and then finding out, you know, who allowed this to take place and taking care of it that way. That's what I would do.
I think that that's all that you can do, Marianne. You know, I certainly would, during if this thing goes forward during that period of time, if I were you, a mile to a mile and a half is not very long for people to walk, so it's not going to take place for hours on end. What I would recommend is that you pray the rosary at home the whole time, you know, so you can be filling up with grace what they're tearing down by way of their actions. So I think that that's probably all you can do, but I love it, Sue. We've got to know who we're voting for. We've got to know what they stand for. And sometimes, unfortunately, we really don't know that till they're in office. So thanks so much, Sue, for being with us today. Thank you all of our callers. Thank you all of our listeners for being with us. We look forward to being back with you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you now. Bye-bye.